Robert Epstein, Google's leaders have been perjuring themselves before Congress. By Robert Krajicek on August 15, 2019. Project Veritas's latest exposé gave smoking gun proof that Google's executives, including CEO Sundar Pichai, have been lying under oath and perjuring themselves before Congress, said Dr. Robert Epstein, senior research psychologist at the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology. In a Wednesday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak. I told you so, said Epstein of the Google whistleblower's revelations, noting that leaked documents prove Google's re-ranking of search results and use of blacklists for political purposes. All of this is about politics, he added. Listen. His set of documents actually includes two blacklists, said Epstein. It includes two actual blacklists. One is a blacklist for websites, and the other is a blacklist for search terms, Google's leaders who testified before Congress, one of them right in front of me just a few weeks ago, have been denying that they have blacklists. Well, they can't do that anymore. They've also said over and over and over again in response to my research, we never do re-ranking of search results. These documents show beyond any doubt whatsoever that Google has teams that do re-ranking of search results. They actually use that term internally in the company. They actually do re-ranking of search results to suit their needs, political and otherwise. It's called the Twiddler system, remarked Epstein. One of the documents is called the Twiddler Quick Start Guide. And it explains how various teams have access to very specialized software that allows them to change how certain kinds of content get ranked in search results. They literally re-rank search results to meet their ever-changing needs, and some of those needs are political needs. There are about 400 websites on there that are censored on a list literally called News Blacklist Site for Google Now, highlighted Epstein, some of which are very recognizable names, some of which you've never heard of. Breitbart News is a focus of Google's left-wing and partisan Democrat censorship across its operations, observed Epstein. In the very first set of documents that I've checked, the very first one, there's a set of documents called censorship documents. The first four documents are about censoring Breitbart, Epstein stated, noting a leaked memo calling for Breitbart News content to be reviewed against Google's hate policies. There are four screenshots in here having to do with just Breitbart alone, he added. Another leaked memo was highlighted by Epstein. This one is an entire memo. It's just a memo which is entitled, in very big letters, it's time to remove Breitbart from ads. That's kind of important because that's one of their two advertising systems. So if you remove Breitbart from AdSense, then you deprive Breitbart of potential income. This isn't just suppressing content, this is suppressing income, as well. Epstein said, it's smoking gun proof that their leaders, including their CEO, have been lying under oath when they're giving sworn testimony before Congress. I sat there on July 16, at a hearing of the Senate Judiciary where I testified, and I heard Google's representatives say, we have no blacklists. Well, you know what? I've got two of them, right here, two actual blacklists. I'm like a kid in a candy store because I've been saying these things and writing about these things since 2012. And for years no one paid any attention to me, concluded Epstein. This is real and Google's leaders have been perjuring themselves before Congress. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at rkrajicek.